When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Declan Evans from the UK with the Capri Sun record. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Biker. And I'm not sure if this is a trend or if it's something that just started. But lately, I've been having a lot of requests by chicks for me to take a camera phone picture of my pork sword. Oh. And then they want me to send it to them.
Oh.
I swear to God they do. And even though my pager can do more than most cell phones, there ain't no camera in it. So I've had to rely on some friends or my mom Phyllis to do the snapshots. Hell, in the last week alone, I've mailed out more headshots than Fonzie back in the 50s. Ask Scotty. And word's getting around. But not everyone is comfortable doing this for the first time. Man, I probably know more about building your own portfolio than anybody I know of. So here's a few tips from Donnie Biker if you're nervous, a first-timer, or a little puny in the pants. I mean, just because a woman wants to see it don't mean you're in. Mm-hmm. This is like a coin toss before overtime. You have to win, because this could be a deal-breaker. So plan ahead with your pictures. If you're less than 6 inches, choose a profile. I always look taller in my mugshots from the side. Now, Scotty, any cop would tell you the same. I swear to God they would. Plus, it just looks more badass because they get to see the chin. That's why they made Lincoln do it that way, is for the penny. Just make sure you don't get your belly button in the background, because women will do the math. Number two, use some props, man. Get one of them mini souvenir bats or mini helmets to give away at ball games. Use that for a backdrop or some kind of point of reference. Yeah. Girls won't believe you're packing a Louisville Slugger unless they can read the label. And remember, label up. Always. And go with the grain. Uh-huh. Or Coca-Cola's making little 6-ounce cans now, so it's easier to gauge the girth if you're posing next to a pounder. Either that or a mini Pringles can works good. They can't tell the difference, unless they have a protractor.
I see.
And never include any hands in the picture. That's a mistake, because some girls are smart. Every hand has a thumb. Everybody knows it. And women can price shop. So if they see your thumb and your drum are like neck and neck, it ain't going to be a keeper. I mean, you might get her to call back, but you're not making the scrapbook. Now, if you was born like me, you really don't need a cell phone. Oh. I just do this stuff for fun. Hell, I put stretch marks in blue jeans before so girls can see it with the naked eye. Yeah. That's why when I wrestled and wore tights, my nickname used to be the Smuggler. I swear to God it was. Even the ref used to brag that it took 2 headlocks to pin Donnie Biker. Uh-huh. He'd say it right to my opponent's face. So now I use props just for fun, to show off a little. My favorite is just laying it down on a road atlas. Oh. Hell, on a good day, I can cover 4 states. Out west, ask Scotty, drives girls crazy. Uh-huh. And I always include the key in the picture so they could calculate the miles of milk bone in their next one tank trip. I swear to God I do.
Donnie, who's been using a Sharpie on my road atlas? Somebody scribbled all over the Grand Canyon.
Shut up, Randy. You couldn't even cover Rhode Island's. I gotta go.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a special guest from across the pond, as they like to say. He is, I'm sad to say, former world record holder. Declan Evans joins us from the UK. And Declan, it's my understanding you did not realize that your record had been broken.
No. So your producer sent me an email saying, oh, do you want to come back on telling us that your record's been broken? And I was like, been broken.
Oh, well, you're still number one in our hearts.
That's right.
Oh, thank you.
You still have the male record, Declan, because
Oh, now you're going to make it easier for him by saying beat by a woman?
Yes.
I was going to say beaten by a girl. That would have made it funnier.
I was going to say she's a professional eater, so I'm taking that as a win.
Yes, that's true.
Her name is Leah Schutkever, I think it's pronounced.
Schutkever?
Don't ask me.
She lives in the UK, but it is a world record. And once again, this is the record for drinking a Capri Sun. She downed it in 15.71 seconds. It's my understanding your record was 16.65. So she didn't just beat your record. It's
humiliation.
I would say a humiliation, Declan, frankly.
A shellacking?
Oh, it's terrible, yeah.
No, that's it's less than 1 second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of 16?
See, now, if this was America and this woman broke a record, what would an American do? That's right. Drive over to her house and shoot her porch light out. That's right. That's the way we handle things in the United States.
Now, Declan, are you currently in quarantine or are you shuttered wherever you are?
No, I'm not in quarantine. I'm back at university after sort of a spring break or Easter break, as we call it here. So sort of finishing up, got finals starting soon.
All right.
Boring stuff. Boring.
What are you studying, Declan?
Forensic science.
Boring, yeah.
So is that where you do autopsies and stuff?
No, not quite. More sort of drugs and CSI based. So
Do you watch the British crime dramas? Well, of course you do. It's all the TV's British where he lives.
They just call them crime dramas over there.
Yeah, that's right.
The news, isn't it?
Yeah. You like what is it? Vera?
Oh, Vera's not too bad. I prefer more sort of Luther. Luther's a bit better.
Luther is wonderful. That's exactly right.
Is that Lex Luther?
No, it's Idris Elba, and he's Detective DCI John Luther.
I'm currently watching Gangs of London, and it's incredible.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
I'm currently listening to Eric Clapton, and it's incredible. Thank you very much. Who's your favorite British rock and roll artist, may I ask, Declan?
It's quite difficult because I'm not sort of a rock and roll fan, I'm afraid. So,
what particular type of music do you like?
It sort of varies depending on the day of the week, sort of thing. So, I'm quite like sort of a drill at the moment. I know it doesn't look it, but
yeah, drill music, UK sure.
Rap.
Is this music to drill by?
UK rap. The most popular drill artist came out of Chicago. That's Chief Keef, and it's sort of this heavy sounding. It's got kind of a punk rock element to it.
Have you heard his sister?
Chief. Okay.
Does she start with a Q, her first name?
It's a rhyming family. Uh-huh.
Don't light any matches if you're in the front.
I've never been happier that Willie's been on the show and to explain this to us today.
Declan, are you a fan of Chief Keef?
No, not really, I'm afraid. Sort of, I stick to the sort of the UK scene sort of Got thing it. Because I can understand them a bit better.
Do the ladies like the... what's
drill?
It called? Queef music? What is it called?
Yeah, that's right.
It's called drill music.
Drill music, so sorry.
I've never heard any UK drill music. I know of, like, I'm trying to think of UK rappers. Like, Skepta, is that a rapper?
Yeah, Skepta, he sort of started in that sort of area. But
Skepta
sort of
sounds like a testicular illness.
No, Skepta is, I'm not believing anything you're saying.
Skeptical.
And by the way, Declan, do you use the word queef in Britain? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
No need to expand.
You can educate him.
All right, sir. All right. Yeah.
I was going to say so some of the language barriers sort of things.
Did you know that fanny in the U.S. is the opposite side of things in the U.K.?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you call it a fanny pack, don't you?
Yeah.
Fanny, that would be like calling it a...
Fanny in the U.K. is obviously a woman's lady part.
In the U.S. of A, fanny means backside. I don't know how we get. It's like you guys driving the wrong side of the street, and now you've got your fanny in the wrong side of the body.
They call it pavements. You have to call it sidewalks to know where you go. So.
Yeah. Maybe they started fanny. Maybe we jumped on it late.
Oh, probably. But yes. Declan Evans is our guest. Declan is a distinguished student in the UK, formerly the Guinness World Record holder for downing a Capri Sun pouch. In 16.65 seconds, that record has been decimated by speed eater Leah Schutkever. And Declan didn't even know about it till we contacted you this morning. Wow. Now, do you still have a bunch of Capri Suns at the ready, and just in case? Are you going to go for it?
Oh, no, I don't. I've drank them all. They've sent me some, and I'm retired from that game.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. The last time we spoke to you, we noticed that you bear a striking resemblance to one of the most famous Brits in music.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Yeah, little red. He's got a beard.
Maybe
sure.
a little bit.
You could. Probably... I honestly think Declan's more handsome than Ed Sheeran.
I do too. Thank you, Josh.
Yes.
No, seriously.
Yeah, and both of his eyes look forward. Yeah, look. See.
Sure that
Ed Sheeran's very talented man.
Oh, unbelievably talented.
Can you sing, Declan?
Oh no, of course I can't. Look at me.
Is there a special someone in your life right now?
Yes, there is. Yeah, yeah. Oh God!
Did you get any last night?
Don't be so rude.
We go to different universities, and obviously can't really mingle at the moment. So.
No, she goes to a different school.
She's
cheating on you.
You don't know.
Declan,
just got a weekly spot.
Declan is our new UK correspondent. Absolutely. I love this guy.
When was the last time you guys had a snog?
Oh.
Or a snog. Isn't that the new drink they have at Starbucks? It's the summertime drink.
It means a makeout season.
If you go in and ask a barista for a snog.
Yeah, at some point last week before I came back to Leicester. So.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Now, I don't want to get too personal here, Declan. I'm just going to ask you in a general way, not yourself, not you and your computer thing here. Is it a popular pastime among youthful Brits to exchange photographs of their most private areas in the realm of the internet and computers and emails and Twitter, et cetera?
I mean, I wouldn't exactly email a picture of my junk, would I?
No, you'd text it. Yeah.
No, you would text it, sure. Yeah.
Text it. No, but
I'm not asking you. Is that popular among your peers?
I wouldn't say. It's not something I really talk to my friends about. Oh, did you send me a picture of your penis?
Wow, you're internationally an idiot. You know that?
I was just trying to see because I was stunned yesterday on the show they were discussing. None of us have done this except apparently, I guess a couple have.
I think I'm the only one that admits to it.
No, I've admitted to it.
I think Billy's done it.
Yeah, I've never
definitely
done
happened.
It. Chicken, I definitely haven't
it's
done it.
It's a younger thing, I think.
And Ace can't do it. Need to have a...
Why?
What can't he do?
One of those extended things to get the...
I can't fit the whole thing.
Yeah. Right. Selfie stick. Huh?
Well, Declan, it's always a great pleasure speaking to you. What's on tap for you today? What time is it in the UK right now?
So it's about 12:30 at the moment. So,
Are you doing your studies on a computer?
Yeah, trying to anyway. Yeah, trying to.
We say 12:30. All right. 12:30.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay.
3 pounds 10.
Declan, have you ever been over to the States?
I went to New York last year with the university.
Oh, cool.
That's exciting.
That was fun.
What was the highlight of New York City for you?
Went up the Empire State Building. That was probably the highlight.
Yeah.
But I also got to go around the sort of New York Medical Examiner's office and stuff like that.
Oh,
that was
wow.
So
the medical examiner.
It was a uni trip, so we had to do education.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Did you go to any Broadway shows?
Oh, no, I didn't have that kind of money.
Send him to a Broadway show, Tom.
In the West End. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Why don't we go all over there and visit Declan?
Oh, what a great idea. Yes. And Declan, I'm not coming back.
You got a big couch over there, Declan?
We could do the show from London. It'd be awesome.
It looks like Declan's calling from his attic.
He always does. That's his room.
This is my room. So.
Who else lives in the place where you live?
So it's just me. I'm a flatmate, but he's at home at the moment. So it's, I'm all on my own.
So. Oh, so this is like a college dorm you're in?
Yeah, but obviously we have a bit of class here, so we actually live in flats. Flat. Flat. Got a room blocked out.
And what city are you in again, Declan? I forgot.
I'm in Leicester.
Leicester, please.
It's Leicester.
Not an argument. Declan, have you heard of a little village called Badger's Drift?
There's sort of like this Fanny Hole as well, obviously. Also stupid. Hose Lane. There's a Hose Lane there.
Hose Lane. Also Snatcher's Cleft. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah. There's just now, so many.
When you got the world record, did you get a lot of phone calls from people like us to bother you?
Oh, yeah. It was a crazy sort of 3 weeks sort of thing. I ended up on the news in Korea somehow. South Korea. Could be North Korea. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you don't want to be on that news.
Okay, probably England holds the record there. So
cool.
It was a bit crazy. Belgium, Holland, sort of the works. It was Nigeria. That was an odd one. Wow. South Africa. It was a bit weird, really.
Well, we're glad that we're your favorite of all the people you spoke to.
That's right. Yeah, obviously. Of course.
That's so sweet.
We should say, we'll send you some. What size T-shirt do you wear, Declan?
Oh, I'm a large. Look at me. Come on.
No, I'm not.
I'm a semi-professional eater, if you look at me.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll take care of that. We're going to sign off, and we'll let you talk to Dean. We'll get your actual mailing address. Can you mail stuff right now?
Yes.
No, they shut the mail down. Right.
I don't know. He can't come visit.
You can't put COVID in a box and send it over the seas. Okay. Is that what you're saying?
So you don't have a favorite British rock star?
No, not really. I'm afraid.
So if Eric Clapton walked up the stairs right now and said, hey, you want to hear a quick solo?
I'm going to say, who are you, I'm afraid.
Yeah, see? You didn't even know who he is.
Oh, my God. Do you know?
Here we go. Kid Cudi is from Cleveland, Ohio, where you're from. Do you care about Kid Cudi at all?
See?
What genre of...
he does hip-hop. He sings, he raps. It's great music.
Is the Cudi named after Cudi Sark?
Oh, no, it's not.
Why does that even
C-U-D-I.
Matter?
Is it named after Cudi Sark, he said?
Is that a scotch?
Well, most of these rappers take their names from booze.
Oh.
Or most drugs.
Really?
Or,
most of them? Okay.
Or drugs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Typically.
Willie, you want to weigh in on that?
I got nothing to say about that.
Declan, do they have marijuana over there in the UK?
Do they have marijuana? No.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Forgive me.
I know nothing about it.
Do they have the legal marijuana is what I meant to ask you. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's still very much.
Oh, legal. Really? Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize.
They're trying to push it, but it's still very much grown in sort of abandoned houses and sold on street corners. So,
should be.
Yeah, no, right.
Again, the police aren't listening. Do you have what they would call here the man? If you were interested in buying, if we came over there and Willie said, hey, can you get me some reefer what we call jazz lettuce?
Do you have no one calls it that. Do you have a dealer? That's what he's trying to say.
Right.
Do you know a guy?
I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, you're fine.
That is the right answer.
They refer to him over there as the gent.
You want someone to burst in and arrest him, screaming armed police.
We saw three bobbies just come in.
Yeah.
Start clubbing the hell out of him.
He doesn't know who Eric Clapton is, and he lives.
That's okay.
How
so
possible?
What?
Hey, are you on the socials, Declan? Instagram, Twitter?
Yeah. I think a few of you follow me anyway on the socials. Anyways.
Oh, how do we do that?
Is that Real Deck Evans? So I think a few of you follow me anyways. So.
Real, okay.
Real Deck Evans at DEC.
Yeah, DEC.
Okay, we'll post that so you'll get some fan mail.
There we go. Living the life.
Okay, very good. I think he's talking down to us.
No.
I think he's sick of us.
Declan, the royal family's been in the news a lot lately. Who's your favorite member of the royal family?
Oh, I'm going to be honest. I hate the royal family.
Yeah!
Wait a second, Declan, are you kidding me? When they buried Prince Philip, his hearse was a modified Land Rover.
That was quite nice.
A Land Rover Defender. How cool is that? I'm hoping that when I get buried, they can bring that thing over here and take me to the...
We're kicking you into a sewer.
See ya. Do you drive a Land Rover by chance?
Oh, Jesus. He's a college student.
I drive a little Seat Ibiza. Nothing glamorous.
What's it called?
A Seat Ibiza. It's a tiny little car.
Is that like Ibiza, but you're saying it the proper way?
No, Ibiza is in the Spanish island.
Yeah, it looks like it's spelled Ibiza. How do we say that in America, Josh?
Well, you would say Ibiza, right?
No. I thought you were going to respond with a humorous. It is Ibiza, of course. Yeah. But,
okay.
I didn't know they made a car called the Ibiza.
I love it. I haven't crashed it yet, so that's a positive.
Okay, yes. Good. Well, it's a great pleasure speaking to the former world record holder of the Capri Sun drinking thing. I think this record's going to not be up for very long.
No.
Do you have your sights on a different record, Declan?
This is my target now. I'm getting it back.
Oh, okay. Hey, all right.
Just announced here. Press release.
That's right. Happy to hear it.
Declan Evans, our new UK correspondent. Declan, if that computer that you're looking at, do you have Spotify over there?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Listen to Samara Clapton and get back to me, will you?
You don't have to do anything, Declan.
No, I'm sure you've heard it, and you went, not for me.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
He doesn't have a Black & Decker drill in his band.
Drill is not...
That is not... What, you are means. So...
Declan, they don't play with rocks and rock music.
Declan, I'd like to apologize for my
ignorant
what
friend.
What the hell ever you are. Yeah.
I've never heard of drill music.
That's okay.
That's all right. I hadn't either.
You know what?
I'll give it a try.
You know what you do when you haven't heard of something? Instead of asking questions and talking about it, belittle it. That's what
I like to go in hating it.
Yes.
And then be converted.
Go. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. More pleasantly surprised, you mean?
Well, Declan, you have to get back to your studies, I'm guessing.
Yeah, just I'm looking at my phone now, and it's going a bit crazy with all these followers I'm getting. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you heard about it, but we shut down a website earlier.
All right, stop it.
Yeah. Oh, bragging.
Okay, Declan, we're gonna get you some cool T-shirts. You're a nice guy. Can you be our UK correspondent? Can we bother you a lot?
Of course.
We just did.
Listen to some Eric. You'll thank me.
Shut up about Clapton.
Okay.
Can't wait till you get that record back, Declan.
I will be getting it back.
All right.
Okay. Why isn't Declan a stand-up comedian? My God, the guy's hilarious.
He's still on the phone. You're going to embarrass him.
Oh, I thought he was gone. Oh, sorry.
No, he's right there.
I was going to say how handsome he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is he gone now? How about that shirt?
And by the way, and not wearing pants the whole time we did this interview.
Uh-oh.
Say goodbye.
He's getting in his car.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.